It's hard to believe it's the 15th of November already, 2015, and you've tuned in to the evening service of Pineville House Church. And this evening we are going to, the first song that we're going to sing is page 25 in the Psalter, 19b. Page 25, 19b. Sorry for the glare on my glasses, but there's not a lot I can do about it. I'm not a technique. Person on how to do all this stuff.
Jehovah's perfect law restores the soul again. He says alone is sure, gives wisdom unto men. The precepts of
favorite songs, 363, 'Tis a Point I Long to Know, 363, Mark, is that camera on you, can you see this, is it showing you on there? Yeah, can you see your phone in there?
I think
so. Rosette, can you look at it and see if it's getting me?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. 363. Mm-hmm. 362. You want to start that, Mark?
'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why is dull and lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard His name. Could my heart so hard remain? Prayer a task and burden prove. Hurry, try, forgive me, pain. If I knew a Savior's love, when I turn my eyes within, all is vain and dark and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child if I pray or hear or read? Sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Could I join his saints to me? Choose the way I once abhorred. Find in time the promise sweet. If I did not love the Lord, let me love thee more and more. Touch me with thy love, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is Psalm 116a, page 56.
I love the Lord because he heard my supplicating plea. I, while I live, will call on him to bow his ear to me. The cords of death on every side encompass me around. The sorrows of the great are cold, I grieve and trouble found. Then call I on Jehovah's name, and unto him this say, deliver thou my soul, O Lord, I do thee humbly pray. The Lord is gracious and is just, our God will mercy show. The Lord preserves the meek in heart, he saved me when brought low. O thou, my soul, do thou return to thine unquiet rest, because the Lord has dealt in grace, his bounty has thee blessed. Thou hast released my soul from death, my eyes from tears kept free. From falling thou hast saved my feet, I live and walk with thee.
Dear Lord, we pray that you will be with us tonight in this service. We pray that you will lead and guide, direct our thoughts and our hearts. Open your word to us, we pray. We ask in Christ's name, for your glory alone. Amen. Well, I have kind of been at a loss, to be honest with you, as to what to talk about tonight, which is a little unusual, because usually I have something kind of in my mind as to what I want to talk about, but this is one of those times when, frankly, it's been a little bit hazy as to what I should talk about. I want to read something that I woke up. I'm trying to remember whether I did this before I went to sleep or, you know, after I went to sleep or in between or whatever, but it ended up on Facebook, and I'm trying to bring it up right now, and I'll read it to you. There's something that we all go through at times that makes us kind of wonder or ponder our minds. what's going on in our lives. We all have different paths that we take, and sometimes we think we have a more rough path than other people, and I'm sure other people think they have a more rough path than we have. But remember, when Christ was down here on this earth, he was going through a lot of suffering and persecution and tribulation because he was proclaiming himself to be the eternal Son of God. And there's numerous passages in the New Testament where it talks about that Christ went away by himself. And so this is what was placed on Facebook, and it's entitled, "It's Good to Get Away for a While." It's always good to get away for a while from the hustle and bustle of life. Christ did it himself when he walked on this earth amidst the people of sin and strife. A time of solitude, alone with my Lord, will strengthen me and give me joy for the road, that in times of testing and trials, Christ alone is my continual abode. His presence is so real when I'm alone with him, like a piece in the night, such a gem. Like the sparkling stars in the sky, Christ to my soul peace has brought nigh. So when you're frustrated and all stressed out, get away alone with Jesus. For the believer, this is what it's all about. And someday in heaven, these memories with him on earth will eternally please us. Well, I think that is good advice to the Christian, is to realize that we need to spend some time alone with Christ in prayer, meditation, and communion with him. If it was important that Christ spend time alone with the Father, isn't it important that we spend time alone with Christ? I think it is. And we meditate often on different psalms, and many times we go to the psalms for our strength and for our comfort. Probably one of the most popular psalms in the Bible, as you all know, is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sometimes I think we forget that our salvation is not like a lot of people are touting out there. Our salvation is not just a time salvation, but our salvation is for time and eternity. And, you know, we don't have to be concerned about this life or the next. If God is truly our Savior and our Shepherd. You know, one of the favorite psalms that I've recounted many times on sermon audio over and over again is the 37th Psalm. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell on the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have gone out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be as upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. The little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is very merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. What a contrast between those who are God's people and those who are not. What a contrast between the wicked and the child of God. You know, I remember when I was just pretty young and naive and stupid, how that I was doing a lot of things that were not not in alignment with God's Word. I was not a professing Christian. I had not come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I remember, though, today, just remembering that it's amazing how sometimes the old hymns stuck with me over the years. And there's one song I actually even sang with my brother Dale, my older brother Dale, who's now deceased. He was killed in a car wreck when he was 19. I sang this song with him and another girl in the Gravette Holiness Bible Church. Years I spent in vanity and pride. knowing not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Well, he did span a mighty gulf. And it was a mighty awesome love that brought his grace down to the likes of all of his for whom he died for. And we often sing that song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my riven side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me sure. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. I remember when I was very young, we had a little record player, and I would put records on there, all the way from Simple Simon, Metapiemen, to it's amazing kind of the records that we had. But I remember we had a record that had a lot of the old hymns on it. And one of the hymns was, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains." And when you listen to those words, it has a profound impact upon the elect children of God, because they realize the mighty, mighty work that God did in salvation. And then there was another song that was on that, I don't know if it was on the very same record, but "I'm resting tonight in that wonderful peace. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love." Well, there's a lot of wonderful music out there that exalts the Lamb of God. The one who's worthy is the Lamb. To receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. And to think that one of these days we are going to be praising God throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity for this wonderful work that he did for his people. We have no merit in ourselves, and I'm amazed. It amazes me how that those who deny the majestic power of God in election and predestination can sing a song like, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." And I've often said before how that I, having been brought up in the doctrine of the free will of man and the altar calls and the doctrines of perfection and John Wesley and these doctrines that don't have any biblical merit. But how much truth was there in some of these songs that we used to sing? And I am amazed at how that one can sing these songs these beautiful old hymns and still deny the sovereignty of God. How firm a foundation, saints of the Lord. You know. And you think, well, why? What happened? What brought about in history this coming in of these false concepts, these false philosophies, these false doctrines that are promoted now by, you know, 90% or more of Christendom? How did these slip into the church? And I've often wondered, you know, if you could be a fly on the wall and you start seeing in the churches that were proclaiming the absolute sovereignty of God in salvation, election, predestination, salvation, redemption, the substitutionary atonement of Christ, the completed sacrifice for His people. How was it that someone crept in and started changing things? And started putting doubts in people's minds that God did not secure their salvation, He only made it possible for their salvation. When He said it was finished on the cross, it was only if you continued in your good works as if you were, would be a recipient of this. And you didn't totally, you weren't totally born and conceived in sin. You just had a bent towards sin. And you needed to seek entire sanctification and live a perfect life. And if you did all of these things, you might make it into heaven. I wonder who started bringing this kind of trash into the church. Dung doctrine. That's what Paul called it. Dung doctrine. You know, there was a lot of preoccupation with the old rugged cross rather than the resurrected Christ. Yes, we look to what Christ did on the cross, but we don't look to a rugged piece of wood for anything. You know, Christ is the one who freely laid down His life. And He was a perfect sacrifice for our sins. He suffered once. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And so whenever we go and we try to change the Word of God, and we make our salvation conditional upon something that we do, you know, we can consider ourselves in the same camp as the Roman Catholics. The Roman Catholics are counting on all of these works they're doing, their sacramentalism, everything they're doing. What are you counting on? What am I counting on? My sheep hear My voice and they follow Me. And no man can pluck them out of My hand. And I and My Father are one, and no one can pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one. So tonight, let us think on these things. Let us proclaim Jesus Christ and Him alone. For our sins He did atone on Calvary. Do we have a final selection? Okay. 212 has been selected from the old school hymnal. 212. For we
weak and worthless though I am, I have a rich, almighty friend. Jesus the Savior is his name. He freely loves, and without him, he ransomed me from hell with blood, and by his power my foes controlled. He found me wandering far from God, and brought me to his chosen fold. He tears my heart and wants supplies, and says that I shall shortly be enthroned with him above the skies. Oh, what a friend is Christ to me.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would take these thoughts and these words that you have given to us and apply them to our hearts, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.